So this global max in MPI is you have a flag which is MPI underbar max, to say you're taking the maximum value. You have the communicator, this has got to have an error flag in here, so that was a mistake. We're using the same variable to both hold the initial value and store the final value, and we only have one value we're doing it. I already mentioned this point, that the natural way of doing actually any reductions is the one you see here. 0 and 1 together and get together and find out their maximum, stick it in 0. 2 and 3 get together, find their maximum, stick it in 2. 4 and 5 at the 4, 5 and 6 and 7 to 6, 0 and 2 put the answer in 0, 4 to 6 put the answer in 4, 0 and 4 put the answer in 0. So that's a standard logarithmic algorithm, which for n processors takes log n steps for finding the maximum of a set of numbers. And you can obviously extend that arbitrarily highly, as I mentioned earlier today, on the SP2, this would be incredibly inefficient because this operation is very slow. You'd best to send everything to processor 0, I think, and do the computation there. That would be my guess. All right. That's it. So, alright, I violated my promise to poll you when you were available, and Saleh took it upon himself to find 5 o'clock tomorrow, and nobody complained. So I guess it's 5 o'clock tomorrow. And tomorrow we're going to start partial differential equations.